Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3186BN. Today's date is October 15th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Old FCC Law Gives the President the Power to Shut Down Communications, Playbook Known. Let's talk about your health. Did you know one of the leading reasons skin begins to sag or form wrinkles isn't necessarily because of old age, but because our bodies are missing out on essential collagen? You see, we produce 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30, and that's a major reason behind those pesky wrinkles. Adding just a little collagen to your diet can have noticeable effects for your skin and youthfulness, preferably the sooner the better. That's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to this cutting-edge new substance to help reduce visible lines of aging. It uses the top five most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health, to support skin elasticity and skin hydration. These five collagen types are difficult to find on their own, but they're all included in every scoop. Just mix the serving with your favorite morning drink to give your skin the building blocks it needs to reignite a youthful glow. The best part I love is you get 53% off the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500 free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, or click the link in the description. You won't regret it. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, we can see that they never expected their entire empire to come crashing down. They never expected the people of this world and the people of this country to see how they infiltrated the country. They never expected the people to see who they truly are. Trump, he needed to wake up the people. He needed to show the people all of this. And this is why I do believe they set the plan in motion going all the way back to 2016. And Trump spent the 4 years not fixing everything, but reversing a lot of the things that they did to make it easier for the people to see exactly what the deep state was going to do and how they were going to reverse everything they did. So people saw the economy improve. They saw the border improve. They saw there were no wars. They saw Trump was behind the Second Amendment. They saw all of this happen. And the people, they were like, wow, okay, this is pretty good. The economy's doing very, very well. Industry's coming back. The borders are locked down. But again, he wanted the wall, and a lot of people pushed back against the wall because they didn't understand what the wall was for. He ended the wars. Well, people didn't really understand that he was ending all these endless wars. But he did it because he wanted the deep state players to reverse everything that he did. Remember, the first 4 years wasn't about fixing everything. It wasn't about actually fixing the border at that point in time. It wasn't about actually fixing the economy at that point in time. It wasn't actually ending all the wars and having peace throughout the world. This was set up to wake the people up. It was set up in those first 4 years so people could understand the true deep state agenda. Because remember, this entire time, the Uniparty has been in control. They gave you the illusion of choice. Oh, I'm going to pick a Democrat. Oh, I'm going to pick a Republican. Oh, I'm going to pick a Democrat and another Democrat. I'm going to pick another Republican, another Republican. You had the illusion of choice, but they all did the same exact thing. Yes, they might have little minor things that they did, but it was always the same. It was status quo. Trump came in and said, he's not part of the Republican Party. He's not part of the Democratic Party. When I say Republican, I'm talking about the Rhino establishment. He's not really part of that. And what he did is he put everything in motion so people could see the difference. See the difference. He needed to break the brainwashing. He needed to break the illusion. And that's exactly what he did. And that's why he needed to set everything up in the first term. Now, the second term, and I do believe Trump is the commander in chief because he said this is like my second term. He needed to put someone into place where he would then reverse everything that Trump has done. So people would see that what we had was what we need for this country. And what they were doing was against what the people actually wanted. So in the beginning, people didn't understand the border wall. They didn't really understand the borders because Remember the fake news, the deep state players, they've been feeding people this line of, oh, we need to accept everyone, everything's great. Well, Trump, he needed to slap this in front of everyone's face to say, okay, is this what you want? Then we're going to really give it to you. And I want you to experience it and see it. And think about what we've been experiencing. Think about all the people that have been, you know, brainwashed in this illusion. What are they seeing? They're seeing how bad these policies really are. That is the pause right now. Actually, even look at the Second Amendment. Look what's happening out in Israel. Look what's happening out in Ukraine. Look at the open borders. Their case for gun control has completely fallen apart. Actually, it's almost like it's scripted. When you see all this happening and you see all the illegals and you have the FBI giving warnings now that, you know, some terrorists might be in the country, and you see paragliders coming down in Israel, you see the Ukrainian people taking arms, and you see open borders, crime everywhere, and you have Biden come out and tell you that, give me a good explanation why you need 30 rounds in a gun. Give me a good explanation why you need 100 rounds in a gun. See, that's not working anymore. And it's almost like it's scripted where everything is happening. And then he comes out and says this, and the people go, well, I can give you a lot of good reasons right now because the borders are wide open. There's crime everywhere. Israel's being invaded and they're coming down and flying around in paragliders. And we might have terrorists in this country. We might be going to war. So yeah, I have a lot of reasons why I need 30 rounds. Plus, if you add on top of everything else that you're seeing, I'm looking at a tyrannical government who's trying to come after me, who's calling me an extremist. Really, think about this for a second. It's almost like it's scripted. It's like you're watching a show where those people were completely against guns. Now they're saying, you know something? What he's saying, I'm seeing it the opposite way. I'm seeing I really do need 30 rounds, actually even more. Because of what is happening. Just like with the borders. Do you really want a closed down border? I thought we were an open, free country where we let anyone in. Well, you're seeing this, and the people are saying, yeah, but we don't want everyone. We just want those people that are going to help this country. We don't want the criminals. We don't want the terrorists. And now people are seeing this. People are understanding this. And I do believe in the end, as they keep doing this, Trump is bringing people to a point where they're going to push back against the deep state players. Remember, is he pushing back? Yes. But what does he really want in the end? He wants the people to push back on the deep state. He wants the people to explain to these individuals, I'm going to tell you why we need a weapon. I'm going to tell you why we need 30 rounds. I'm going to tell you why we need a secure border. I'm going to tell you why we need peace around the world. I'm going to tell you why we need to go back to sound money and this inflation thing is out of control. I'm going to tell you all of these reasons of why we need all of this. See, and once the people do this, it's game over for the deep state players. They're done for. Yes, Trump can say it all he wants. He has been saying it. But when the people say it, and you hear your neighbors say it, when you hear your cousins say it, when you hear your other relatives say it, and your friends say it, well, that is very, very different. I do believe that is exactly where we're heading right now. And once people start doing all this, and they're focusing on these people, and they see the crimes that they have committed, and the crimes are getting worse and worse as time goes on, the people then know who the criminals are. The people then know, hey, you cheated in the election, and look what you did to the country. This is what Trump is leading everyone towards, because all of this is wrapped around 2024. The first 4 years was not about improving everything. The first 4 years was setting everything up, preparing everyone to wake up in the next 4 years. And yes, Trump had to slap it in your face, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because remember, he ended the endless wars. He ended terrorism. What is Biden doing? What is the deep state doing? They're creating those problems again. See, now you could see it very, very clearly. Trump, this was all done for the main plan. And now we're in this spot where the last part of it is moving us to war, having the economy completely implode on itself at the same exact time. And people, they're going to see this. Trump had terrorism under control. He had troops coming home. He was ending the endless wars. Biden is now funding terrorists. Terrorists now are in the country. And he's bringing us to war. And like Trump says, it's going to be a nuclear war, the N-word. And as all this happens, do you think they want the truth out there? Do you think they want people talking? And this is why, most likely, they're going to have a communications blackout. Because when the truth comes out all about Biden, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and then they bring in their next candidate, and the truth comes out about this candidate, and most likely it's going to be Obama, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to sit back and say, okay, let everyone hear it? Or are they going to have to try to control the narrative one way or another? If we're going to war, are they going to have to try to control the narrative? They're going to have to try to control everything. And what's very interesting is that Rand Paul, he was out there and he was being interviewed, and he let everyone know that there's an old FCC law that gives the president the power to shut down communications. Now, we've already known this. We know that there's going to be a communications blackout in the continental U.S., and I do believe they're going to try to shut it down. I do believe this is why Trump, one of the reasons why he created Space Force. And Space Force is now teaming up with Elon Musk. They control the satellites. And I do believe the deep state players control the ground lines. And the Patriots control everything out in space. And you could see that they're going to try to shut down communications. And this is why we've been having the emergency broadcast test over and over and over. This isn't the first time we had it in October. This is the biggest test that we've ever had. But we've had it a couple each year as we go back in time. But I think this was the test of all tests to make sure everything was operational, because once we get to that point where they try to shut down communications, the Patriots needed a way to bypass the fake news. And I do believe this is how they're going to do it. And you can see we're now approaching that period of time. And you can see that this information is being brought out into the public realm. War is building up, the economy is breaking down, and everything is pointing to the Biden administration, to Obama, Soros. And as all this is happening, everything is being dismantled at the same exact time. The deep state players like Soros and the rest, they're losing power. Remember, who controls the purse strings? It's the House. The speaker is now being, the old speaker has been removed. The new speaker is coming in. Yes, there's going to be a fight to get the speaker in there, because why? The establishment doesn't want this, because once they know a new speaker is in and they're not for the establishment, the jig is up. And all those organizations like Soros, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, and all the rest, they're not going to get the funds they normally get, which means they're going to collapse under their own weight. We're already starting to see this with Soros right now, and which means they will be losing power. And we can see this is exactly what is happening right now. And what's very interesting is that more and more of this is going to happen as time goes on, as we go throughout 2024. Now, we'll be discussing a lot more about this FCC rule, what Rand Paul said, and we're going to be discussing what the deep state might have planned out. Now, before we get to all of that, we can see the evidence is definitely building up with Joe Biden. And it's getting worse and worse, not just with his 20 shell companies, his money laundering with China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Romania, and the rest, but we could see with his secretive documents, his classified documents case, that is getting worse and worse. And it's not because Robert Hur is doing an incredible job. No, Robert Hur is just a placeholder, and he is covering for the Biden administration. But what's very interesting is that Jonathan Turley, he has revealed new evidence which was released by the Oversight Committee, which may destroy Biden's defense in his stolen classified case. So the House Oversight Committee this week revealed that five White House employees were involved in Biden's stolen classified document case. The committee also revealed that Biden and his attorney lied about communications and when the classified documents were discovered. Biden, stole SCIF-designated classified documents and improperly stored them at the Penn Biden Center. Biden also stored classified documents in his garage next to his Corvette, where his son Hunter had access to the sensitive materials. 9 boxes of documents were taken from Biden's lawyer's Boston office, and we have no idea what is in those boxes because the National Archives is covering for Biden. Recall that it was reported that Biden's attorney first discovered Obama-Biden administration documents in a locked closet while packing files as they prepared to close out Biden's office in the Penn Biden Center in November 2022. Biden and his team claim they immediately contacted the National Archives upon discovering the documents in November 2022. And as soon as they realized this, they immediately called the archives and they turned them over to the archives. And Biden famously said of his classified documents strewn all over the place, "There is no there there. There's just nothing there." But according to new information released by the House Oversight Committee, Joe Biden lied about the timeline. Annie Tomasini, assistant to the president and senior advisor of the president and director of Oval Office Operations, went to the Biden Center to take inventory of Biden's documents and materials on March 18, 2021. The classified documents were discovered nearly 2 years before Biden's lawyer said he found them. So the Republican-led committee said the following: "Our committee has developed evidence showing the timeline of relevant events began in 2021 and involved at least 5 White House employees. Biden and his legal team omitted months of communications, planning, and coordinating among multiple White House officials. Biden's personal attorneys retrieved the boxes containing the classified materials. There is no reasonable explanation as to why this many White House employees and lawyers were so concerned with retrieving boxes they reportedly believe contained only personal documents and materials." Turley said that Biden lied about the timeline, and potential lies to Special Counsel Robert Hur has put him in danger. "Now, however," he says, "it appears that a critical claim by the White House in the scandal may not only be false, but was knowingly," knowingly is a very interesting word, "knowingly false at the time it was made. The White House and Biden's counsel have long maintained that as soon as documents were discovered in D.C. office, they notified the National Archives. Many ask why they did not call the FBI, but the White House has at least maintained that, unlike Trump, they took immediate action to notify authorities." Turley says, "I have referred to her as a neutron prosecutor, a special counsel with no possible charge under Justice Department police, barring the indictment of sitting president. If that was not enough of a problem, her may have growing evidence that accounts offered by the White House over the discovery of the documents are false." So let's see how this plays out, because the timeline's not making sense. They had all these people collecting the documents. They didn't need all these people. And they knew that these documents, they were classified documents. That's why they had these people moving them. Why didn't they just have movers move them, that they weren't that big of a deal? And you can see that this is going to all fall apart around Biden. It's like the fake news would say with Trump, which never actually happened, the walls are closing in on Biden. And the people in this country, they're seeing this. Now, of course, with the news cycles clogged, and of course the news is not really going to report on it, but you could see they wanted something else to actually keep everyone busy. Ukraine was dying down, so that wasn't enough. There was too much evidence coming out against Biden, so they needed something to clog the news cycles. And I do believe this is why they prepared to go into Israel, which they did. But I do believe the Patriots were actually prepared for that move. Now, is this going to help them in the end? No, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster in the end. We'll be talking a lot more about that a little bit later. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Epstein victim who testified against Ghislaine Maxwell, well, she just mysteriously died. Carolyn Adriano, one of Epstein's victims who testified against Maxwell, was found unresponsive in a West Palm Beach hotel earlier this year. There was no funeral or obituary, and West Palm Beach police opened investigation into her death after it was concluded she died of an accidental drug overdose. Now, her mother pleaded with police to investigate her daughter's death and insisted she was drug and alcohol free. Does it seem like there was some wet work? It's starting to seem that way. And we know that anyone that gets very close to the Black Book or Epstein or anything else, it seems that they're going to be taking these people out. Because think about all the people that are involved in this. Think about what we're witnessing today with what's going on. So you know if this information comes out, it's game over for a lot of these people. And a lot of these people, they're all part of the criminal syndicate because they are blackmailed, they have fetishes. And once this information comes out, they're done for. So they're going to protect this information at all costs. But like we said from the very, very beginning, everything that the Biden administration is doing, everything the deep state is doing, it seems that they are now convincing the people that we need closed borders, we need weapons, we need more than 10 rounds or 5 rounds, we need to carry weapons around, we need a strong economy, we need companies back in this country, we need sound money, we need to overhaul the education system and remove the infiltration. This is what Trump has set up. During this pause, he's been showing the people why we need all of these things and why we need the rule of law and the Constitution. So everything that the deep state has been doing has been working against them. And what's very interesting, and Benny Johnson put this out, 1 week after Hamas invaded Israel and went door-to-door hunting civilians and taking hostages, Biden came out and said, who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in their chamber? Now, really think about what's happening right now. It's almost like it's scripted. Have an event like this and then come out and say, do you really need a weapon like this? Open the borders and then come out and say, we need open borders. We need everyone to come into this country. When the people are watching all of this happen and how the cities can't support all the illegals are coming in and taking up school space, taking up the park space, sleeping on the streets, staying in hotels. It's all backfiring. And Wokeness put this out on X and said, the past 3+ years have been one long infomercial for the Second Amendment. Lockdowns and vax mandates, months of race riots and looting, police are defunded, crime rages, Soros DAs let criminals roam free, millions of illegals storm the border, Hillary calls for re-education camps, MAGA is labeled domestic terrorists, Hamas paragliders massacre festival, large supporter for Hamas in the West, BLM calls for decolonizing of America. The list goes on and on and on. And this is what the pause is all about. It's to wake the American people up, to make you understand that the weapons are not for hunting. The borders need to be closed because we don't know who's coming into the country. You needed to see the infiltration in the colleges and in the schools. You needed to see who was running all of this. You needed to see how they were destroying the economy with the Green New Deal, the Great Reset. You needed to see all of this play out. And you needed to see how Trump just wants the killing to stop. He wants to end the endless wars. And these people, they want the wars. That's what people are seeing now. And as people see more and more of this, as we head into 2024, because I do believe, and Trump has said this, 2024 is the most important election. And the only way to wake this country up, the only way to make people see it firsthand, is have them experience it every step of the way. Remember, we are at war. And yes, this is an unorthodox approach to this type of war. This is an information war. And yes, it's now bordering on physical. But this has never been tried before. Yes, could have gone directly at the deep state, could have taken the military and marched in there. But what do you think the deep state was going to do? You think they were just going to sit back and say, oh, wait, you're coming to get us? Okay, we give up. Put me in handcuffs. No, they were going to fight back. Remember, they were going to bring us to nuclear war. They still want to bring us to nuclear war. You don't think they were going to fight back? Do you really think that these people have morals? Do you really think that if Trump went directly at them like Kennedy, like Abraham Lincoln, like all these other individuals, like Reagan, do you think that they weren't going to do anything? Look, they unleashed a virus, shut down the world, made everyone wear a mask, told everyone there's a deadly virus. You can't go outside. You can't go to school. You can't see your relatives in the hospital. You can't go to funerals. Then they forced you to take a bioweapon without giving you the proper information. And telling you that there's nothing wrong with the bioweapon. There is no illness. There's no nothing. Do you really think they would? And that was all just to get Trump out of office so they could push all of this. I mean, think about this. So if he went directly at them, and I know people just say, I want it over with. They would destroy cities. They wouldn't care. They would do it because they don't care about you. They don't care if you live or die. They don't have the same morals you have. He knew if he approached it that way, like all the others, they would either come after him, which they've been coming after him, or they would try to start a civil war. They would try to start a real war, and there would be death and destruction all over this country. This is why Trump says he just wants to stop the killing. So he had to use an unorthodox way. And yes, we are at war. It's not going to be clean. It's not going to be perfect. But it's better than having 100 million people dead and having radioactive mess all over the world. So I do believe he's doing this to save the population, save us from a civil war, save us from a nuclear war. But he's going to use their plan against them because they believe that they could start a war. He's going to use it and show the people, just like he's showing everything else. It's going to be scary. It's going to look like we're on the edge of going to nuclear war. I mean, the only way for people to see it, just like the border, you have to see the people coming over. You have to see terrorism in this country. You have to see the economy crashing. You have to see someone attacking the country. Because how else would you know that we're at war or we're at the precipice of war? You wouldn't. So it could be a missile that is intercepted over the ocean. It could be a cyber attack. It could be a terrorism attack. It could be any of these things. And we are going to see this. And remember, the deep state players, they don't want us communicating amongst each other, telling the truth. And I do believe this is why when everything starts to happen, they're going to try to control this narrative and they're going to bring down communications. Now, I don't mean Biden is just going to say, all right, let's just shut it down. They're going to make some type of an event, an excuse, maybe a cyber attack. They could say, oh, the cyber attack brought down everything. They disrupted portions of it. It's spreading. And the only way to save the rest of the system is to shut it down. Maybe they'll say there's rogue actors in different areas of the country, maybe with the on the internet, with the power infrastructure. And they say, well, we need to shut it down to save the system or otherwise everything would be damaged. Now, I think it's going to be done with a cyber attack because the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they had a simulation, the deep state players, they had a simulation and they based it on malware spreading throughout the system. So if they do use that type of narrative, they can make the case, yes, we were attacked and now they inserted some type of malware into the system, into the internet infrastructure, and it's spreading very, very quickly. The resident could say, I have the power because there is an FCC, an old law from the FCC, where he can shut down communications. To stop the spread of this malware affecting all systems and the banking system and everything, we're going to have to shut things down right now. It's only temporarily, just for a short period of time. Now, I do believe they're going to try to do this. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, you could see things are really changing right now because out in New Zealand, we can see that New Zealanders, they have elected a new conservative government. And the incumbent Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, conceded his center-left Labour Party's six-year reign, and it's over. So we had Jacinda Ardern, then we had Hipkins, and now everything that they did, everything the people saw, they decided to go in a completely different direction. We'll have to see how that all plays out. That's going to be very, very interesting. But we could see that the Israeli war with Hamas, there are many different narratives to all of this. And remember, it's not just one thing that is happening right now. Yes, I do believe there is a mission going on where they're eradicating the terrorists. And I do believe that the deep state players on the other side, they've also decided to move in this direction with Iran to actually distract everyone. That's a wag the dog moment. And they're trying to start or kick off a war. And you could see, and they want to push this. Now, when I say a war, I don't mean we're going to go nuclear in Israel. I'm saying around the world. Because if you really think about it, think about what Soros and all the others have done. They've taken a lot of these refugees. You don't know who they are. You don't know if they're terrorists. You don't know if they're criminals. They spread them across Europe, France, UK, you name it, and here in the United States, Canada, many other places. So could they start some type of war in this way, a terrorist war, which could lead to World War III? Absolutely. And it looks like that's where we're headed. And what's very interesting about this is you could see people are taking sides. And it's actually showing who the true enemy really is. Because once you start to see this all play out, you could see the enemy very, very clearly. Charlie Kirk put this out and he said, "Meet Amir Hassan Loggins, the Stanford instructor who told Jewish students to stand in a corner while belittling the Holocaust and calling them colonizers. His bio includes a bachelor and master's degree in African American studies from UC Berkeley. Currently earning his doctorate in African diaspora studies, research on reality TV and its effect on the perception of Black Americans, research at Harvard University Hip Hop Archive at the Du Bois Institute, work at Harvard's Charles Hamilton Houston Institute for Race and Justice, shockingly, an African American study hire who has spent the entire career pointing and yelling racist, responded to a terror attack by pointing and yelling racist." So once again, what they're actually teaching these people is how to be racist. Can you imagine if there was a professor telling a Black person to go in the corner during the BLM riots and belittling them? How would that play out? How about an Asian individual telling them to go in the corner? I mean, really think about what's happening right now. These people are racist, and you can see all across the world, there are pro-Palestine protests, like in London, like in France and many other places. Because once again, what did they do? They brought a lot of these people into these countries. It was done on purpose. And now there are bomb threats all over the place. There's one at the Louvre Museum in Paris. There's another one at the Palace of Versailles in Paris. And I do believe they're going to be using terrorism just like they used terrorism during 9/11. They're going to try to scare the people. And once again, we don't know who's come into this country. We don't know who they are. But Congress, they're going to investigate if billions in U.S. weapons Joe Biden gifted the Taliban in Ukraine were used by Hamas. So now they're looking into this information and they want to know what's really going on. So what if right now the agenda, and this might be just one of the agendas, what if it's the same agenda that we saw in Afghanistan, that we saw in Syria, that we saw in many other places, where they're trying to create refugees in Palestine and they want to bring these refugees into the United States? Think about it for a second. They need more people, right? The election's coming up. They need more chaos. They need more terrorists in this country. So just like in Afghanistan, who did they rescue? They rescued the Afghan refugees. What happens if they want to transport Palestinian refugees into this country? Because out of Syria, they took those refugees and they brought them into Europe. They brought them all over the place. They unleashed them. Is that one of their agendas? It's starting to seem that way. So the House Republicans, they introduced a bill to safeguard national security by blocking entry of Palestinian refugees. Representative Tom Tiffany put this out and said, "We can't let Biden abuse our parole and visa rules to bring unvetted Palestinians into America communities the way he did with thousands of unvetted Afghans. I introduced the Gaza Act to protect American national security." So they're trying to put this into place. But now you can see this is one of their agendas. And remember, when something like this happens, it's not just one agenda. Just like the COVID, the virus attack, it wasn't just one agenda. They add on many different things because they feel that they can take care of many different things all at once. So the question is, why did this happen? What was the goal behind the terrorist attack on Israel? Now, Kaneko the Great has a very good explanation for this. And this is what he says. "In my view, Iran, the primary sponsor of Hamas, is attempting to provoke an overreaction from Israel to thwart economic defense agreements between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Iran's larger aim is to prevent its geopolitical adversaries from establishing a formal regional alliance. Just last month, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said that Saudi Arabia was moving closer to a historic normalization deal with Israel, potentially involving a military pact with the United States requiring U.S. defense in exchange for diplomatic ties with Israel. Saudi Arabia is also seeking advanced American weaponry, similar to what the UAE received in its normalization agreement with Israel, including the F-35 fighter jets, MQ-9 Reaper drones, and precision-guided missiles. Decisions even include the possibility of Saudi Arabia developing a civilian nuclear program with U.S. assistance. The India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor is another significant development announced at the G20 last month. IMEC established a trade route between India and the EU by bypassing Iran and Saudi Arabia, and Israel playing key roles. The U.S. views IMEC, which includes a shipping route connecting India with the UAE and a rail network connecting Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel, as a tool to formalize economic ties between Israel and Saudi Arabia. MBS hopes that Saudi-Israel deal will reach a place that will ease a life for the Palestinians. For us, the Palestinians issue is very important. We need to solve that part. Before the Hamas attacks, Saudi Arabia and Israel were moving closer to a historic normalization deal. That deal will be extremely challenging, if not impossible, with the war raging between Israel and Hamas and innocent Palestinians caught in the middle. Really think about this for a second. So let's talk about our health. Excess belly fat has been deemed the most dangerous fat of them all, as it's linked to so many health issues. Interestingly enough, apple body shapes or large waistlines specifically are at high risk for health issues than other body types. This is essentially because excess belly fat grows deep in the abdominal cavity and puts pressure on some of the body's most vital organs. That's a big reason why myself, along with so many people, are turning to this amazing new substance, which is thoughtfully formulated with science-backed ingredients provided by Mother Earth that promote a reduced fat storage, help to speed up the breakdown of fat, support weight management, reduce cravings, and boost metabolism. Simply take a serving each morning with another serving in the evening to give your body the nutrients it needs to help supercharge your weight management efforts. The best part I love is that you can get it 51% off for the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at $500, free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP Life Health and Fitness Coaching for Life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to trimwithx22.com. That is trimwithx22.com, or click the link in the description. Think about when Trump went down to Saudi Arabia and they had a regime change in Saudi Arabia, and we had John Brennan going crazy with what happened in Saudi Arabia and many others in the fake news. And Trump, he's a deal maker. Do you think there was a deal that was made to relieve the situation with the Palestinians and Israel, and add on top of that, the Abraham Accords? Now, do you think the deep state players, they don't want this. They want war. They always want war. And I do believe this is one of the narratives. This is one of their agendas. And we could see the other one is bringing in the refugees into this country. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have set up all these deals around the world, like the deal in Afghanistan. They were setting up a deal in Ukraine. The economy was doing very, very well. They were setting up the deal in Saudi Arabia and Israel with the Abraham Accords. And everything that Trump has set up, and remember, going back in time, Trump said the administration's going to do well. All they got to do is continue everything that we were doing. He knew they weren't going to continue anything. So he knew that they were going to back out of everything, because that's what the deep state wants. They want war. They don't want what Trump was doing. So he knew that this would actually set him up. He said, because he said, listen, all you got to do is follow through on the deal in Afghanistan. Everything will be fine. Follow through with the economy. The economy is going to do fine. Follow through with what we set up in the Abraham Accords. Everything will be fine. But he knew that the Biden administration, the infiltration in government, the Obamas, and the rest, Soros, they were going to do the opposite. And this is why we see all of this happening right now. And as we approach World War III, which we are approaching, you can see that they're actually building the narrative up for drafting people. Now, the other day, we mentioned that the Army, they put out an opinion piece about drafting. And what's very interesting, out of the San Francisco Bay View, this is back in August, they started to build the narrative of rumors of World War III, Biden's actions hint at military draft on the horizon. Now, remember, they always build this up to convince everyone. They like to tell you what they're going to do. So back in August, they started to put out the idea that there's going to be a draft. Now, once again, if you want to get the African-American people on your side, what do? Well, you show that you're being indicted multiple times. What happened? The African-American people go, holy crap, look what's happening to Trump. They move to his side. if you're trying to get the young people who are with the Biden administration and they believe in the Biden administration, they believe in Obama, and I do believe this is going to actually focus on the Obamas as time goes on. If you want to get the young people to your side and have them vote for you to see the deep state players, what will affect the young generation very, very quickly? Well, if they hear there's a draft, if they hear we're going to war, just think about the trans community. Just think about the young generation. Do you think they're all ready to go to war? You think they're ready to take up arms and fight for the Obamas, fight for the Bidens, fight for all these people? You think they're ready to do this? Or do you think these people are going to go, you know something? There's a draft coming and you want me to go to war? Well, first of all, these people wouldn't be able to handle war because they're mentally unstable. Secondly, they're going to run for the hills. And we know that most of these individuals are going to say, wait, this guy over here is talking peace? Well, I want peace too. Now, they might hate this. It might be very, very difficult for these people to do it, but they're going to have a choice. And I do believe that these people, they're not going to want to go to war. Now, think about it. Everything is revolving around the 2024 election. Everything is happening right now to wake the people up. And think about it. Everything that Trump has done, Biden and the deep state has reversed. The economy, the border, the Second Amendment, defunded Iran, canceled the deal, defunded terrorism. Now we have terrorism. Stop the wars. Now we're going to have a war. Everything that Trump did, Biden did the opposite, and we have all these problems. Plus, he cheated in the election. And there are consequences when you cheat in the election. Now we're coming up to the next phase of all of this. The FBI Director Wray has issued a urgent warning. He said Hamas-style terror attacks might be coming to U.S. soil. So it's a good thing we have a secure border. It's a good thing that they focused all their attention on domestic terrorists like MAGA, and they took the resources away from everything else, you know, looking at foreign terrorism, the real terrorism. So basically, they reversed everything that Trump did. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, unfortunately, the FBI has eliminated 100% of their training process and databases relating to radical Islamic terrorism. It was all purged years ago, and the FBI was ordered to focus instead on homegrown terrorism. Now the FBI focuses on conservative voters, parents who speak out at school board meetings, and other dangerous activities. So once again, because of his actions, because what he's doing, look what's going to happen to this country. The people are going to experience this. And the people, you know something? They're realizing it. They're understanding it. All of this. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, after the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, most U.S. voters blame Palestinians for the conflict and agree with Republican senators' call for eradication of Hamas. Now, what's very interesting about all this, back in 2013, and we read this before, but Dan Scavino put this out on Truth and took Trump's tweet that he tweeted out on April 21st, 2013 at 11:47 a.m. and said, no mercy to terrorists, you dumb bastards. So if we look at 11:47, because that's when this was posted, it says, and this is April 15, 2018, it says, public interest keep high. Uranium-1 FBI informant, A1 DWS, PACI Intel MB, tarmac meeting. Supreme Court, Loretta Lynch deal, and they remove Scalia by killing him. Wet work, 187. Down below it says, coincidence, Supreme Court, Loretta Lynch deal drop, POTUS tweet, tarmac, coming soon to a theater near you. Now, I do believe this is going to be leading up to the Clintons. It's going to be leading up to Uranium One. It's going to be bringing all this into focus, because if we're talking about a nuclear war, that includes uranium. And who was selling uranium to Russia, North Korea, and all these other places? Well, it was Obama. It was Hillary Clinton. Biden most likely was involved in this and many other players. So I do believe we're going to see all of this come in focus. Now, we could see that COVID, it is definitely not going the way the deep state thought it was going to go. They thought everyone was just going to jump on the bandwagon and take the vaccine, the bioweapon, and this is not happening. No one is buying what they're selling, which means they're going to have to change things up. Now, yes, they're going to try to cheat in the elections the best they possibly can. They're going to try to use the same exact playbook. But again, that people now are awake, that people are thinking logically, and I do believe they're going to have to start changing things up. But what people are definitely recognizing is that the COVID vaccines, they are very, very dangerous, because more and more studies are coming out that show that they actually increase ailments or give you certain ailments. And the latest one, the vaccine may trigger rheumatic immune mediated inflammatory diseases, including arthritis, lupus, and Still's disease. Think about this for a second. Add on top of that, myocarditis, pericarditis, and the rest. And people, they see a lot of people having a huge amount of problems because of the vaccine. Now, what's very interesting is Rasmussen Report a while back put this out and said, died suddenly, more than one in four thinks someone they know died from COVID-19. Peter McCullough, he decided to respond to this and said, the XBBB.1.5 booster uptake at 1.3% public sentiment has swung strongly away from mass vaccination. People know the infection is mild and easily treated at home. Vax side effects, horrific. Approximately 28% know someone who died after the shot. So when you think about COVID, not many people knew anyone that really died from COVID. A lot more people know people that died from the bioweapon. And actually, those people that died of COVID, most likely they didn't die from COVID, because the PCR test doesn't give you a true representation if they had COVID. And if the hospital put them down that they died of COVID, they got money, even though they could have died of other causes. If they had COVID, they put it down as COVID, so they would get their money. So that whole thing is skewed. And I think the people now are way too awake right now. And this whole COVID push to use mail-in ballots, drop boxes, and everything else, that has gone down the tubes, which means the deep state players, they're going to have to try to do something else. And we know that they have to cheat, so they're going to try to bring in a lot of illegals into this country, which they're doing right now. And this is why we talked about the Palestinian refugees. Now, when all of this fails, because Trump has told us that we need to swamp the elections, which means he needs the people to vote like they've never voted before. Forget about 70 million. Forget about 90 million. We need 150, 200 million votes, so it makes it completely impossible for the deep state to cheat. And yes, they're going to cheat. They're a criminal syndicate, so they're going to cheat in the election. So once again, we can override this cheating by having everyone see the truth, having everyone come out and vote for Trump. And this is why he set this up. He's following in the steps of Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson had the people with him. He won in a landslide. Trump wants to show the deep state players, look, I have the people behind me. Look at the number of votes. Now, they're going to look at their internal polling. They're going to see this. And I'm talking about the deep state players. So he knows they can't allow this to happen. They're going to try to stop it. You really think they're just going to sit back and say, okay, let's have the election. He's going to win. Or do you think they'll try to stop it? I think they'll try to postpone it first. And I do believe Trump is bringing him down this path, because I don't think Trump wants the win of the election with a manipulated result. I think Trump wants to win with a transparent, real result. And the only way you can have that is paper ballots. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Trump is giving us solutions every step of the way. And we can see that his solution right now for what California is doing, and I do believe California is a template of what they're trying to do to the rest of the country, he is now calling California out on everything. And he put this out on Truth. He said, California has recently passed depraved new so-called sanctuary laws for gender-confused children. We will not allow this madness to continue. That's why my administration will prosecute anyone who engages in such crimes. Absolutely. And you know what's very interesting is that everything the deep state did to overthrow Trump, overthrow the government, where they cheated in the election, where they had the insurrection, and they blamed it on MAGA and everyone else, it seems like the people are seeing through all of this right now. They can't hold the narrative anymore, because the truth continually comes out and people have a lot of questions. The more questions they ask, the more research they do, the more they find out, and they can't stop this. I mean, look at the latest poll for January 6th. January 6th videos, 65% now suspect feds provoked the riot. Think about that for a second. 65% of the people say that the feds provoked the riot. Wait until they learn that they were the riot. Wait until they learn it was Antifa, criminals, neo-Nazis. I think a lot of people already understand this, but this is just going to get a lot worse for them. Just like it's getting a lot worse for them with the Speaker of the House, because Matt Gaetz, the Patriots, who are really pushing the Patriot agenda, they have the establishment on the run. They're actually spotlighting the establishment. The people now can see very, very clearly who the establishment players are, and they can see who the Patriots are. You do see a separation now, and it's becoming a lot harder for the deep state players and for the rhinos. But you could see that they rather have no speaker than have Jim Jordan in place. The Intelligencer, and Blueprint put this out on Telegram, this is the headline they put out. What's worse, MAGA Speaker Jim Jordan or no speaker at all? Now, I do believe this is why Trump might have said we might have a temporary speaker in there for a short period of time. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But you can definitely see who the rhinos are, who the establishment are, because they don't want their way of life to end. And they know that the Patriots, they are now shaking things up. Representative Mike Rogers, who chairs the Armed Service Committee, told reporters after a closed-door House GOP meeting that he wants Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries to tell Republicans that what concessions they'll have to make for Democrats to help them elect a speaker. I mean, really think about it. Can you see the uniparty right now? Absolutely. It's as clear as day. Jim Jordan right now, he has won the Republican speaker nomination. So right now, the people of this country, they want Jim Jordan. And the establishment, the D's, they're fighting against this. And Thomas Massey on X, he put this out and said, enough of the secret elections behind closed doors. Jim Jordan has called for a public speaker vote by roll call on C-SPAN on Tuesday. I support Jim Jordan. Does your congressman? You better ask, because there were about 50 who voted against him on the secret ballot. And I think it should be completely transparent so everyone can see who the establishment is. And this is what you're going to see. It's amazing how much power just a few individuals in Congress can make. We need to do the same in the Senate. Now, it looks like we had an incredible win out in Louisiana. We have AG Jeff Landry. He will now become the governor. Trump, he put this out and said, a very big vote in the great state of Louisiana for AG Jeff Landry, who will now become the governor. Despite many people running, Jeff was easily able to get a majority, meaning that there will be no runoff. This is an amazing victory for a man who will be a truly great governor. Congratulations to all. Donald J. Trump. Absolutely. And you could see what Trump is doing. You could see we're placing patriots in Congress. They're pushing. The people are watching this. We're putting patriots in key positions around the country. Everything is changing right now. While Trump is doing this and they're winning, we have the Soros Foundation. It's being dismantled. They're having problems. I do believe the deep state around the globe, they are being dismantled. One step at a time. And you can see the establishment, they're panicking over all of this because they don't want Trump as the nominee. So Trump's rivals right now, they are now pleading with rich donors to derail his election bid. So they're going to anyone now. They're going to Nikki Haley. They're trying to get together and they're trying to pool their money to stop Trump. Is this going to work? Absolutely not. And what they're really trying to do right now is the GOP strategists, they're predicting that Trump needs to be stopped before the Iowa caucus. Because once he wins that, they're done for. And do you think they're going to be able to stop him? Absolutely not. Trump, he put this out on True Social, he said the following. I understand candidates that are losing by 57 to 70 points are getting together with Rhino Paul Ryan, Mitt the Loser Romney, Bill No Guts or Talent Barr, and some broken political investors that will soon come to me, as most others already have. These failed candidates should have started by campaigning effectively, which they didn't because they don't have the skill or the talent. Well, since he mentioned Paul Ryan, that reminds me of Post 3957, April 14, 2020. It says the following, and I'm going to read down below. I'm going to be using this post a little bit later because it has something else in here. But it says, all assets will be deployed this election. Sleepers Pro will shift position nay. Paul Ryan, Fox. And it's very interesting that Paul Ryan is now coming back into focus. But the people, they're with Trump. They know the establishment. They know the deep state now. And they're seeing the board very, very clearly. Rasmussen reports they put out two different posts, and they said 53% of likely U.S. voters are likely to vote for Trump in the 2024 presidential election, including 38% who are very likely to vote for the former president. This includes 30% of Democrats. The other post is more than half of U.S. voters say they are likely to vote for former President Trump in next year's election, and most don't much care who Trump picks as a running mate. And I do believe Trump, he's going to get these percentages up. Why? Because as we go through 2024 and the economy falls apart, we approach war, and all of a sudden they're talking about draft. Wait until you see how everything changes. And like we said from the very beginning, George Soros, his entire network is being dismantled. Because think about it, who controls the purse now? Remember, George Soros was getting the money. They were laundering money all over the place. And I do believe this is going to affect the World Economic Forum. It's going to affect the WHO. It's going to affect all these different organizations. And they're going to have a huge amount of problems because everything now is about to change. And you can see it's changing in Congress right now. And the foundations that started that were started by George Soros around the world, they are shuttering offices as they prepare to cut more than 40% of their staff. I do believe this number is going to go up because they don't have control of the purse strings. They don't have the control of laundering the money. This is going to destroy everything that they put into place. So employees of the Open Society Foundation, Africa Operations, received correspondence last week detailing the next steps of the process, which includes closing half a dozen offices in Africa, in addition to Baltimore, Barcelona, and this is according to emails. And remember, Soros is targeted. And I do believe they're reducing the amount of power that they have. And you could see that they are struggling right now. Now, Senator Rand Paul, he was being interviewed by Scott Atlas, and he said something very interesting, and Chief Nerd put this out, and he was talking about an old law that was created back in the 30s that gives the president the power to shut communications. Just take a listen to what Rand Paul says.
We also have another series of emergency powers. Some of them have been on, though. We've had like some emergencies have been going on 50 years. They're still on the books. There's actually an emergency power that was given to the FCC in the 1930s that gives the president the power to shut down all communications and control all communications in the U.S. People call it the internet kill switch. It's never been used, and it predates the internet, but people now think in applying it to the internet that a president has the power to shut down the internet. Nobody should have this. Look, I was a supporter of Trump. He shouldn't have it. I'm not a supporter of Biden. He definitely should have. No president of either party should have this kind of power. So we should get rid of these emergency powers. And I'm a sponsor of a bill to get rid of them as
well. So once again, the president, using this law, has the ability to shut down communications. Now, I don't think he's just going to come out. I'm talking about Biden right now. He's going to say, hey, let's just shut it all down. I do believe they have to make a case of why they're going to shut it down. They're just not going to do it. So it has to be either a rogue actor or it has to be a cyber attack where they say, ooh, malware is spreading, or a rogue actor infiltrated, you know, the internet infrastructure and released malware. But I do believe a cyber attack might play a little bit better in all of this since they already did a simulation. And I'm talking about the World Economic Forum and the deep state players. But we can see that this is where all of this is leading, which means they're already preparing for this. Remember, they can't allow Trump to win the election in 2024. So they're going to have to try to shut it down one way or another. Plus, as we move towards war and they release, you know, the chaos on the streets, they can't have people telling the truth. And as the evidence comes out against the deep state players, and especially I do believe Obama, which is going to be in focus very, very soon, and Hillary Clinton and the rest, they can't allow this information out there. So they're going to see all of this, and they understand already that they can't censor people on the internet. They're trying with the EU right now to shut down Twitter, but they've lost their ability to censor many, many people. So they're going to have to take a completely different tactic. And I do believe this is going to lead us to a communication blackout. And that reminds me of a couple of posts. 2298, September 29, 2018. And I'm going to read down below here. It says, expect comms blackout attempt. POTUS Twitter. Now, yes, POTUS was removed from Twitter, but he's back on Twitter. He did do one post. That's very interesting. Then in brackets, it says rogue employee excuse. Welcome to the police state. They know if they lose, it's over. The time to fight is now. Good versus evil. Humanity's at stake. Drop the meme. Silent majority no more. Be loud. You have a voice. Are you registered? Vote them all out. Prepare. Red October. We stand together. Then we have post 3957. This is the one that we just read about Paul Ryan, but I'm going to read the top part here. Think 2020 presidential election plus one. Removal blackout coming of pro-POTUS accounts. Well, yes, we saw this back in 2020, but are we going to see this in 2024? Yes, win by any means necessary. All assets will be deployed this election. Then we have post 4,414, June 4th, and we have red one, red two, red three. Red line one, POTUS Twitter removal. We saw that one time. Yes, they removed POTUS from Twitter. POTUS is now back on Twitter. He actually put out one post. Are they going to remove the account again? Maybe, maybe not. But I do believe red line one already took place. Red line two, central communication blackout, continental U.S. I do believe that's the next red line that we're going to see. And I do believe this is why Space Force was created. I do believe this is why Space Force is teaming up with Elon Musk. And I do believe they're going to do something, because we already know the World Economic Forum, they had the simulation, and they're going to shut down communications with most likely a cyber attack. Remember, before COVID, they had a simulation of a virus outbreak, and they used COVID. So here, they already had a simulation of a cyber attack, which I do believe they're going to do. And I do believe this is why we've been seeing the emergency broadcast alert. This is why I do believe this test was very, very big. So the Patriots can reach the population without the fake news. Because, of course, the deep state players, they're going to have the fake news tell everyone something completely different. This information is going to be bypassed and you're going to get different information. So you can understand what's really going on. And I do believe we're at this point right now, and everything is building to this area, because remember, this year is going to be very, very bumpy. I do believe we're going to have a scare event. I do believe the young generation will believe that they're going to be drafted. I do believe that the economy is going to crash as we get closer to October. And I think we're going to be attacked either with a cyber attack, which I do believe is going to happen, and maybe we will see some type of missile or something to scare the public. And the people are going to say, holy crap, we have the peacemaker over here. We have the warmongers over here. I can see the board very, very clearly. I can see the true enemy now. It's that clear. Now, what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a post on X. And it's a fighter jet that is doing maneuvers and releasing countermeasures. And I do believe he put this out to let everyone know that we are going into some tricky maneuvers, and countermeasures are going to be released in all different directions. And I do believe that's exactly what is happening right now. And you can see that Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what's going to happen. I do believe they're in control. And I do believe the people now need to see all this play out so they can understand what the deep state really is, what the criminal syndicate really is, what they've done to this country. Because all they had to do is keep what Trump did and everything would be great. Instead, they decided to reverse everything. And now the people could see this very, very clearly. It's not a conspiracy. It was you can't explain it to the people. So as the people walk through all of this, they're seeing the truth. And as they see the truth, they can actually make a logical decision when the elections roll around. Which means the people are going to be awake during the elections, which means the deep state, they're panicking over this. Because with too many people awake and too many people voting for Trump, this is their worst nightmare. So I do believe in the end, they will most likely postpone the elections, because I don't think they're going to be able to cheat this time around. I think it will be just too hard for them to do. And their only course of action will be to postpone, which I do believe they're going to try, which actually means Trump and the Patriots, they're going to have the ability to actually have the military come in and control the elections one way or another. But we'll have to see all this plays out, because we're going into some bumpy, rough times as we go through 2024. But I do believe the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.